Masechet Sukkah begins detailing four parameters about how to build a valid sukkah. Sukkah shehi gavoa l'mala me'esrim amma. The Mishnah begins with the opinion of the Tanakhama. A sukkah which is built over 20 amos tall, psula, is pasul. However, Rabbi Huda argues. Rabbi Huda machshir. Rabbi Huda says a sukkah which schach is over 20 amos tall is kosher. It's valid. The Mishnah then continues with three more details. V'she'ena gavoa asara tefachim. And if it's not 10 tefachim tall, v'she'en la shalosh tefanos. And if it doesn't have three walls, v'she'chamasam ruba meitzelasa. And if its shade is less than its sunlight is more than its shade, psula. It is pasul. Seemingly those Rabbi Huda would agree to. The Gemara begins by quoting a parallel sugya in the beginning of Maseches Eruvin. Tanan Hasam, the first mission in Eruvin tells us, Mavoi shehu gavoa me'esr amma, a mavoi which has its beam, its kora, which is above 20 amos, yimait. You have to lower it below those 20 amos in order for one to be permitted to carry in the mavoi. Rabbi Huda omer, eino tzarech. Rabbi Huda says, no, it's a valid mavoi for carrying in, even if the kora, the beam, is above 20 amos. A brief background. The way it was in the days of Chazal was that people used to have their homes all leading into one jointly owned chatzer area, a courtyard area, where people were able to do work of their own and load and unload bags from their animals into their homes. Now, this jointly owned chatzer, in order for the people to be able to carry in it on a derabanan level, it was necessary that they all create an area of chatzeros amongst them. Once they had done so, in order to carry from various chatzeros, which all led into a larger mavoi, which was an alleyway, which had three walls on its sides, and one wall and one side which was open to the Rosh HaSarabim. So in order to carry from the chatzeros, those jointly owned courtyards, into this larger mavoi, alleyway area, they would have to also join together. And they would have to also create a tzuras ha-pesach, either with a lechi or a korah, by putting a beam from one end to the other end of the open fourth wall, and then jointly combining their chatzeros into this mavoi. Now, if this beam was too high, if it was over 20 amos tall, the Tanakhama tells us one has to lower it for them to be permitted to carry in that mavoi. Rabbi Huda argues, similar to our Mishnah, and says that no, it's fine as it is. The Gemara now asks a question. Sukkah dar maishna gabi sukkah detani psula, umaishna gabi mavoi detani tekanta. Why does it say by sukkah, a language of psula, that it's simply invalid? Umayish nagabi mavoi, that by mavoi it doesn't say it's invalid, but rather to tani takanta. It teaches us a way to remedy the situation, to rectify the situation. The Gemara now gives two answers, as explained by Rashi. The first one seems to be addressing why by sukkah it was able to use a language of psula, whereas by mavoi it was unable to use a language of psula and instead had to use a language of takanta, of fixing it up. Sukkah daraisa tani psula. Since sukkah is in the Torah, which predates the Mishnah, it was able to use a strong language of pasul, simply saying it's invalid. Whereas by a mavoi, by Erevin, mavoi derabanan, where this concept of building this korah to enable one to carry in the mavoi is only a derabanan one, tani takanta. There it told you to how to fix it. And that's because it couldn't merely refer to it as something which existed before the Mishnah and tell us that it's invalid. Who said it was kosher in the first place? So instead, it had to teach us how to make it work by rectifying the situation. That's one way of swinging it. The Gemara now gives an alternative explaining why it chose to use a language of takana only by mavoi and why it couldn't use a language of takana by sukkah. The Iba is an alternative answer. The Daraisa Nami Tani Takanta. It could have used a language of takana by the Torah as well, by a Daraisa source, by sukkah. However, Miyu Sukkah de Nefishi Mile, where it has so many things about it, Pasik Batani Psula. It simply taught it succinctly and only used the language of Psula. Mavoi de Lo Nafish Mile, which does not have as many characteristics mentioned about it in the Mishnah, Tani Takanta. There, it used a language of rectifying it. Meaning to say, in this second answer, as explained by Rashi, that the Gemara was teaching us that the reason why we were able to use a language of tikkun, of telling us how to fix it by mavoi, was because there was only one way of making a mavoi invalid for carrying mentioned in that Mishnah. So we could simply explain to lower it. By the sukkah, however, there were four different components of a sukkah, each which would have required its own rectification. Lowering, raising, adding another wall, adding more schach, and therefore it would have been too cumbersome to do so. And there's a value of teaching things in a short fashion to one's students in order so that they can remember it better. Therefore, we used a language of takana only by mavoi, and whereas by sukkah, we simply left it at pasul. So the Gemara has a question about the distinction of the language and supplies two answers. Now the Gemara moves on to explain why the Tanakhama in our Mishnah holds that a sukkah over 20 amos tall is invalid. The Gemara is going to suggest three different sources for this. Minahani mili. From where do we know this idea that over 20 amos is possible? Amar Rabba. Rabba gives the first explanation. Amar Kra Lemani Yidu Rosechem Ki Besukos Shavtias Bnei Yisrael. In order so that future generations should know that I, Hashem, placed the Bnei Yisrael inside of sukkahs. Ades from Amma Adam Yodea Shu Dar Besukkah. Up until 20 amos, a person is cognizant of the fact that he's in a sukkah. The Malami Ades from Amma above 20 amos ain't Adam Yodea Shu Dar Besukkah. He doesn't realize, he's not as readily cognizant of the fact that he's dwelling in a sukkah. Mishum Delo Shalta Ba'ema. Because his eyes don't as instantaneously notice the sukkah. Granted, he could see the schach if he chooses to look upward. However, it's not as common, not as likely, not as readily apparent that he's sitting inside of the sukkah. And this pasuk teaches us, in Rabbah's interpretation, the first suggested source, that one has to build a sukkah in such a fashion where it is readily apparent to the one sitting in it that they are sitting in a sukkah. And if it's not, like when the schach is over 20 amos, where one can't as easily see the schach, it's invalid. That's Rabbah's suggested source for why the Tanakhama holds that a sukkah over 20 amos tall is invalid. The Gemara now gives a second source, in the name of Reb Zeira. Reb Zeira Amar, Reb Zeira says Mehach, from the following pasuk from Yeshayahu. The sukkah tiyel etzel yomam mechorev, that the sukkah should provide shade for you during the heat of the day. Ad esrim ama adam yoshev etzel sukkah, up until 20 amos, a person sitting in the shade provided from the schach of the sukkah itself. Lemalam esrim ama, but when the schach is beyond 20 amos, ein adam yoshev etzel sukkah el betzel defalos. At that point, the person isn't sitting in the shade provided from the schach, but rather they're sitting in the shade provided from the walls. Abaya jumps in now and asks a question on Reb Zeir. Amar le Abaya, el me'ata, but based on this, ha'osa sukkah sova ashtros karnayim ha'chanami delava sukkah. And if somebody were to build their sukkah inside of a valley between two mountains, then he wouldn't have any shade from the schach either, rather it would be from the mountains. And that should also be invalid, if you're saying a sukkah is only valid when it has shade provided from the schach. Rav Zeira explains back, no. Amar alay, hasam del ashtros karnayim ikatzel sukkah. There, if you removed ashtros karnayim, then there would be shade provided from the schach. Hacha del tefanos lekatzel sukkah. Here, if you remove the walls, there wouldn't be shade provided from the schach. What's the distinction between ashtros karnayim and the walls? The distinction, Rav Zeira explains, is that you need to have schach which is able to provide shade. If you hypothetically deleted the mountains and the schach was within 20 amos, shade would be provided from the schach. We don't care that it's not providing shade right now. We care that it could provide shade as it is right now. Whereas if you remove the walls, when the schach is above 20 amos, it wouldn't be providing shade, and therefore is invalid when it's above 20 amos. The Gemara's final source is brought in the name of Rabbah. A third suggestion. V'rabba amar mechach. Rabbah says from the following pasuk. The sukkos tishvu shavas yamim. You should sit in sukkahs for 7 days, in booths for 7 days. Amra Torah kol shiva hayamim tsei midiras keva v'shev bidiras arai. All 7 days, you should sit, leave your permanent dwelling, and instead sit in a temporary dwelling. Ad esrim ama adam osa diras o diras arai. Rashi explains, up until 20 amos, a person is capable of building his dwelling place in a temporary fashion. The Malamaster Amma, when it's above 20 amos, ain't adam osa diras o diras arai, ela diras keva. Above 20 amos, a person is unable to make his dwelling place temporary any longer because to have such high walls requires heavier support. Amar le Abaya, Abaya objects, ela me'ata ase mechitos shobar, so v'sichachal gaban, hachanami dula v'sukkah. Then, if you were to build them out of iron, then, if the whole need is to have temporary walls, Abaya says, so then, if you have walls which are of a stronger caliber, they're made of iron, then it should also be invalid, and we know that not to be true. Rabbah responds back, no. Amar le hacha kamina lacha. This is what I meant. Ad chaf ama de adam osa diras arai, ki avid le diras keva nami nafik. Up until 20 amos, where a person is capable of building his sukkah in a temporary fashion, then it is a valid sukkah. However, above 20 amos, the malam echav am, above 20 amos, to adam osa diras o diras keva, when a person would, by force, have to make it be in a permanent fashion because it would require heavy support, ki avid le diras arai, nami lo nafik. When he goes and he makes it a temporary dwelling, he also will not have built a valid sukkah. And therefore, the Gemara gives three answers, Rabbah, saying that it's because of Shalta Ba'ena, Reb Zeira saying it's because the schach needs to provide shade, and Rava explaining the reason why the Tanakhama says a sukkah above 20 amos is possible, because you need a diras arai, at least capable of being arai.